Parish Binder, we've worked up a little vision for how this might work. We want to just be as helpful as possible, but everything applies differently in every circumstance. But this requires a parish team. It requires a pastor to sit down and name those people who surround him most closely and invite them in and to really grapple with the stuff we heard these past 2 days. And we've put it into an order where we can look at it all next to each other to give suggested practices, processes. But the four main keys are this. First, start an intercessory ministry. That's relatively easy because we've got intercessory going on in our parishes already. We can work all of these things in together, but a real ministry devoted to praying for specific things with this effort. We describe it more in this parish binder. Second, start engaging the process of creating a small group ministry in your parish. I know that's going to be a big one. Start it, structure it, find a way to at least get the ball rolling. You don't have to have 100 small groups going this time next year, but get the ball rolling on this because this is really what people are desiring. The people in the pews want this small group ministry. Three, we've got to have a small group ministry kind of humming in our parishes for when we start offering encounter opportunities because we've got to have a place for them to go after the encounter. I've talked about this before. This was one of the mistakes, I would say, oversights we had in the ministry that I was doing prior to this diocesan gig. It's a little more than a gig. I get that. It happens to be my call from God. We missed that essential component. We just introduced so many people to the excitement of a life with Christ, and we didn't have that follow through. We didn't connect them with other people wanting to grow in the same way. So having that small group is essential to carry people through from their experience of God. Or you've got people who are sitting in the pews right now who are just yearning for it. They just want to be connected. Fourth, there are just practical things we can all look at as communities of how to create a more welcoming environment. These things are extremely practical. Take a little creativity, maybe just an exercise of stepping back and just asking frank questions. Have fun with the process. Come together as a parish team, pray together and really address these things. We've laid them out here. We've got your My Parish app, your username and password. Someone from your parish, and I'm going to say before you leave here, decide who from your parish team is going to pick this up out there. Send one person to just pick this up. What you're going to be asked to do with this is, Pastor, assign someone to this. Don't let this get lost in the shuffle. Don't let it just collect dust on the shelf. It's not the person's job to make all this happen. It's just the person's job to sort of take it and go, okay, where were we? Keep the conversation rolling and moving things forward. Okay, in just a moment, we're going to send you off into what we're calling parish caucuses. I don't even know what caucus means. I had to look it up, and I can't even remember what it means. I think it just means meeting. Oh, Mary Beth, what does caucus mean? Oh, yeah, she's brilliant. Just a meeting. We're going to have words. Amazingly, I think that's it.